بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the foundations, the basic foundations, and we have reached foundation number 16. And the title of this foundation is العدل واجب في كل شيء والفضل مسنون. Equity or justice is obligated in all matters, and al-fadl is recommended, and al-fadl is recommended. What is justice? Justice is to give what is due from the rights of others that are upon you, that are obligated upon you. As you demand your rights to be given to you, this is the meaning of justice with respect to the obligations. Now, what is the meaning of fadl here? The fadl is original benevolence or that which exceeds what is due. I repeat, the fadl is the benevolence in origin, and what is extra over what is due, this is also another aspect of it. What does this mean really? As with respect to the benevolence in origin, means if someone gives you $100 as a, or rather you give someone $100 as a donation, this is benevolence, this is fadl in origin, in principle. Is that clear? This is recommended. The other is to give what exceeds that which is obligated upon you. So if you owe someone $100 and you return it to him as 110, then this is fadl. This is fadl. So this is recommended. This is excellence, and it is recommended. So this is something regarding the justice we need to know. There is something regarding justice and its meaning we need to know. This is the meaning of justice: to give what is a due upon you from an obligation, as you demand your rights to be given to you. And what we hear from some Muslims, not to mention others, that the religion of Islam, a religion, is a religion of equality, this is incorrect. Rather, the religion of Islam is the religion of justice. There is nothing in the Quran nor in the Sunnah that is praiseworthy for equality, or that the religion of Islam is the equality. nor that Allah commanded equality. Rather, Allah commanded al-adl, justice. قال الله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. Verily Allah commands عدل, justice, equity, and إحسان, benevolence. And mostly in the Quran, there is negation of equality in most cases, not affirmation. Take for example in Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, verse 10, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح. Not equal among you are those who spent and fought before the conquering of Mecca with those among you who did so later. And in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 16, قال الله تعالى هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير. هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير. Is the blind equal to the one who sees? وقال تعالى in Surah Al-Zumar 39:9, قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. Say, are those who know equal to those who know not? And the verses are replete. So the word equality is a word where it may be just true but intended in a wrong way, in an ill way, such that it may be intended to mean the equality of men and women and so forth. However, justice is to give each one his due right. This is what is in agreement with the Sharia, with the Islamic revelation and laws. As Allah stated in Surah An-Nahl recited earlier, chapter 16, verse 90, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Verily Allah enjoys al-adl, justice, and ihsan, goodness in and benevolence in general. Justice, for example, is if a person gives his children, male and female, justice according to people who consider it to mean equality is to give them the same. But justice in accordance with Sharia is for the male to have twice that given to the female. This is the justice. As Allah, the Most High, divided it, each in accordance with his conditions, each in accordance with his situations, each in accordance with his own creation and nature and role. The evidences for this foundation are replete in the Quran and or the authentic Sunnah. From the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hujurat 49:9, وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. And be equitable, just. Verily Allah loves those who are just. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 162. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. Justice 126. The order. From the beginning. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ, and if you punish, then punish with the like of that which you were afflicted. But if you endure patiently, verily it is better for the patient ones. So the first part is the justice. The second part is the patience. And in Surah Ash-Shura 42:40, قال الله تعالى وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إن الله لا يحب الظالمين. The recompense for an evil is an evil like thereof, but whoever forgives and makes reconciliation and amends and corrects, his reward is due from Allah. Verily Allah likes not the zalimeen, the unjust, the polytheists, the oppressors, the wrongdoers, etc. Here there is a very important benefit in this verse. Allah states, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. The recompense for an evil is an evil like thereof. Then he said, فَمَنْ عَفَى, whoever pardons, forgives. But he did not stop here. فَمَنْ عَفَى, and makes reconciliation, makes correction, makes amendation. Meaning, if his forgiveness is, if his pardoning is for correcting this restriction, is considered in all the texts which speaks about the merit of pardoning or the merits of pardoning, and that it is a must that the pardoning comprises amendation and correction. However, pardoning without that, then it is incapability and it is blameworthy. So therefore, if some criminal perpetrates a crime or a felony, and this criminal is known for his evil and transgression, so should we say that the best thing is to pardon him? No. Because here the pardoning is not correction, is not amendation. If you pardon, then he exceeds in his evil and transgression. However, if transgression from some person known to be an upright person, and some mistake done by him in a form of a transgression, here we say, pardoning is amendation. From that, for example, is what occurs with car accidents, for example. A reckless driver, careless driver, irresponsible driver, who doesn't give any attention or care towards the regulation of traffic, which are established for the benefit of the society. Recklessness. He cares not about people. If he is involved in an accident, and then you see the people afflicted by that, they pardon and they say, we pardon him for the indemnity or the blood money. Is this good? Is this good? The answer is no. This is not good. The good is that he be held responsible for the indemnity and also given the general punishment for the public right. That is because there are careless, reckless drivers who say, I don't care, the indemnity is in the drawer, in the glove compartment. So this person does not deserve to be pardoned. Rather, he deserves deterrence for people's right in general, and also for the one afflicted also in particular. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah the Most High decreed the exact retaliation in crimes, and this is justice. That's why Allah decreed the exact retaliation concerning crimes, equivalent in return, and this is justice. Then he directed to pardoning, and this is what? This is the fadl. This is the fadl. This is the benevolence or extra of excellence. Similarly, in all the forms of transactions, justice is an obligation. You give what's due on you and you take your right. And the extra is recommended, as we explained earlier. And that's why Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, in verse 237, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And don't forget liberality between yourselves and goodness between yourselves. And this means pardoning for some of your right, and good and gentle treatment amongst you, with comfort and ease amongst yourselves. And Allah also allowed taking the right from the one who possessed this right immediately, and to postpone of the one who has difficulty or there is unease for him to return what is due upon him from the right. And this is the perfect justice. Then he, Allah, recommended pardoning and to give in charity, as he stated in the same verse in 2:280, وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. But if you remit by way of charity, that is better for you if you did but know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted mingling the foods and the drinks, the food and the drink with, and what's related to that with that of the orphan by his guardian. But he also recommended caution, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:220, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى قُلْ إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ وَإِنْ تُخَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِ. And they ask you concerning orphans, say the best thing is to work honestly in their property. And if you mix your affairs with theirs, food, drinks, etc., meaning that of the guardian, then they are your brothers. And Allah knows him who means mischief. You see that? From him who means good. Also, to put on the caution side. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, concerning injurious crimes, 5:45, وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفَ بِالْأَنْفِ وَالْأُذُنَ بِالْأُذُنِ وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاص. And we ordained therein for them life for life, eye for eye, nose for nose, ear for ear, tooth for tooth, and wounds equal for equal. كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, and we ordained therein upon whom, meaning in the Torah, that life for life. So if the one who commits the killing is a rich and brave and knowledgeable or elderly, he's killing a child, breastfeeding child, then it is life for life. Similarly, the sane for the insane. If a sane kills an insane, then it is life for life. And there is an exception for this, and that the Muslim is not to be killed for the kafir. Whether the kafir is someone who had a treaty with Muslims or entered their land, then under all circumstances the Muslim is not to be killed for the kafir under the exact retaliation law. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, eye for an eye. Exception for that, if the offender, the criminal, has one eye and he damaged or destroyed the eye of a person having two eyes. In this case, we don't take the eye of the criminal, because if we take it, then we'll deprive him of one of the senses, and that is the sight. However, he is held liable for the full indemnity, which constitutes 100 camels, for taking one eye, the nose for the nose, the ear for the ear, the tooth for the tooth. But there must be exact. So if one damages the teeth close to the central incisors, then the exact same, yes, 100 camels, yes, is the exact retribution. The central incisors for the central incisors, not with something different. And then the wounds equal for equal. So if the criminal inflicts a wound, then the exact retribution is the infliction of the same wound, same kind of wound. If that's not possible, then we return to the origin, meaning a proportion of the full indemnity will be estimated, such that it will be estimated to the extent of the damage. Furthermore, in other situations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about another type of justice in Surah An-Nisa 4:148. Another type of justice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about is in 4:148. It's 4:148. قال تعالى لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah does not like that the evil should be uttered in public except by him who has been wronged. And Allah is ever all healer, all knower. So someone insults you, then there is nothing prohibits to insult him. He backbites you, you may backbite him. However, in the exact way, without adding, without excessiveness. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the two who insult each other is such that the account is on the one who began the insult. As long as the victim does not transgress. Al-mustabbani ma qala, the two who insult each other is as they say. But the account is in the one who began, as long as the victim does not transgress. Meaning it is permissible for being an exact retribution and justice. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incited the fadl, recommended the fadl to ward off with that which is good, as he stated in Surah Fussilat 41:34, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. Then verily he between whom and you there was enmity, as though he was a close friend, will become as though he was a close friend. Who was the one who said this statement? Allah, the one who turns the hearts. So if he does evil to you, then ward off that evil with that which is better. Even if he is an enemy of you, then he will become, as Allah, the one who turns the hearts, said, he will become a close friend. Someone may be taken by false pride and says this is of no benefit and he cannot be even a close friend. We say be patient and ward with that which is good, and what Allah promised without any doubt will take place. So therefore from this we know that justice and fadl are stations for those who are just and fair, and what falls from the branches of this foundation falls also the matters of worship, like wudu, ablution, salah, fasting, hajj, and others. Some are done in a way that is sufficient, meaning the doer of the worship will do and perform that which is required from him, what is obligatory upon him, and this is justice. And some are perfect, and in this the doer will bring forth what is recommended in these acts of worship after fulfilling the obligations. And this is the fadl, this is the extra excelling. And all the other cases that resemble what we have talked about fall under this path or this foundation. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of the discussion regarding foundation number 6. I ask Allah the Most High to make this effort sincere for His face and to accept it from me and to make it a benefit for all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.